Bitterness can blur our understanding of what is happening in our lives, leading us to misinterpret the meaning of our life's events, and then we cast blame on God. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Listen to what it says in Ruth chapter 1, verse 21. Naomi said, "The Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went away full, and the Lord has brought me back empty. The Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has brought calamity upon me." So what does Naomi mean when she says that she went away full and came back empty? Well, she can't be talking about food. She fled Bethlehem in the middle of a famine. I believe she's talking not about food and stomachs, but about relationships and her future. When she and her husband fled Bethlehem because of the family, her life was still secure according to worldly standards. She had a husband and two sons, and that was the common day equivalent of a full retirement plan. But now, that retirement plan has been drained, and she lays the blame fully on God. Naomi's perspective of her current life was a very narrow one. God is to blame for all this. According to her, He dealt bitterly with her. And nowhere in these statements does she recognize her own acts or that of her husband's. She never seems to understand that running from God in sin is far worse than resting in the grace and kindness of repentance. She never seems to understand that Moab is a cursed land and that Bethlehem is the promised land. It never dawns on her that God is sovereign, all right, but also good. And that God's concern is not to keep you full with depending upon the humans in your life to bring you security and joy, but rather, He has drawn us into a relationship with Him so that we might find our security and hope and peace in Him. And sometimes, to get us to that point of deeper dependency upon Him, He uses the difficult. He may use the consequences of our sin, or even the consequences of other sin, or even sometimes, tragedy that is traceable to no one's sin, like in the life of Job. But when we wallow in the bitterness, we cannot see the goodness of God. In this story, God's grace was all around Naomi. She was just too bitter to see it. But you can see it with me as we uncover God's grace in this book over the next few days. As you pray today, please remember Matthew Prather and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Naramba LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.